Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local nonprofit that helps us find comfort at the end of life is holding its annual fundraiser in Knoxville, the HCI Care Services Bucket Bash. Let's go in depth with Azure Christensen, Foundation Executive Director of HCI Care Services and Visiting Nurse Services of Iowa. Azure, what do you do at HCI?
I am Azure Christensen. I'm the Executive Director of the Foundation that supports the programming of HCI Care Services.
Okay, so that's a big job.
It is a big job. It's an important job. And the biggest reason that it's an important job is that we don't want to limit the quality of care we provide to anybody that we've made a promise to care for based on funds being available, their limitations of resources. We want to be able to provide the same care to all the people we serve.
And not every hospice does that.
Absolutely not. It makes a different hospice for us. We are mission focused. We are nonprofit. Which means that while the bottom line has to be there, it's not the first thing that we look at. It's the people we're serving.
So you don't have a bunch of executives that are trying to nickel and dime everything down to just the minimal care, you know, from a big national corporate office so they can have a bigger yacht or something?
No, really just the opposite. You know, we have a group of people trying to figure out how we do more for more people.
And a lot of people that might not be in the best circumstances. Well, you're always helping people that aren't in the best of circumstances, but they might not be in the best circumstances financially.
Correct. We certainly serve people from all walks of life, people who have means, and they come to us because we do provide a quality, compassionate care. But we also serve people that are, you know, our safety net populations. They are in a very vulnerable situation, and oftentimes they have nowhere else to turn.
In the role of the foundation, what you're often doing, or probably day-to-day doing, is trying to find people in the community that are interested in helping fund this quality of care for the people at the end of life.
Absolutely. Our communities are tremendous and are incredibly supportive of what we do, and we are so grateful for that, but we're always looking for other people to be supportive and ways for them to figure out how to support us, whether it be financially, volunteering, being an advocate, dropping food off for patients, taking care of pets. That the list goes on and on of support that we need, and you know, it's that time again. I can't believe a year has come and gone, but it's time that we're back in Knoxville doing another one of our bucket bash to help us raise those very, very important funds to support the work that our team in Knoxville is doing right here in this community.
Well, and how many years has the bucket bash been going on?
This will be the sixth year we've done this in Knoxville.
And has it been successful in the past?
It is always successful, and we continue to top our expectations with the generosity in the community, so much so that this year we have outgrown some of the places we've hosted before. Last year we were at the Peace Tree Brewery, and this year we will be at the Knoxville Raceway Center doing this similar event, similar expectations from guests, but more room so we can move around a bit better.
Well, I remember when it was in people's homes, when they're in the homes.
Absolutely. We've come a long way, growing from homes. We were in the ballet studio 1 year. We've been in Peacetree a couple years, and that really shows the backing the community is showing.
And so where are you going to be this year again?
So we will be at the National Spring Car Hall of Fame at the Knoxville Raceway. The event is Saturday, October 13th. It's at 6 p.m. and will run till about 8 p.m. Tickets are $30. Similar to past years, we'll have food catered in by Hy-Vee. We have Peace Tree Brewing donating beer that will be complimentary. And this year they're bringing back the Bucatini. You may remember that they had a Bucatini special in the past. And so this year I've heard they've got some cranberry concoction that everyone will be able to partake in as well. The event is about celebrating what we do. We'll have a brief presentation, talk about some of the stories, exactly what we're doing in the community and how the funds that we raise from an event like this are used. And of course, we have our buckets. And the whole idea behind this this event is the bucket list. And while that is very limiting in what that encompasses, the idea is that we want to provide people an opportunity to live the best life that they can today. And sometimes that means we need to provide things for them that are outside of a traditional healthcare environment, whether that is ensuring that their water bill isn't shut off, or if it's bringing family and friends in to visit them, you know, at the end of life, so they have a chance to see people who otherwise may not be able to come. Maybe it's a special day they want to spend, have a dinner. And then a lot of them are very basic needs, medical equipment, eyeglasses, special readers because vision is bad, equipment so they can hear better because their hearing is bad. We want them to live the fullest life that they can, as long as they can.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Azure Christensen, Foundation Executive Director of HCI Care Services and Visiting Nurse Services of Iowa, about the HCI Care Services Bucket Bash in Knoxville. What are the buckets like?
So the buckets are comprised of donated items from the community, from not only Knoxville, but Indianola and Pella. I know we also get contributions from as well. And they are oftentimes themed. So you may have a car package where it's everything you might need to keep your car clean and running smooth. Maybe it's a spa package or a lawn package, but they're fun packages that are things that, you know, some may love, some may not. The idea is that you can buy raffle tickets. You actually get a few complimentary with your entrance, the $30 fee, and you put them only in those buckets that you're interested in. So it's kind of a cross between an auction and a raffle, where you choose which item in the raffle you would be interested in, and then we draw winners.
And there's some sorts of competitions even develop among people trying to put together the coolest buckets to
Absolutely.
Raise money.
We always have favorites, and you can see those pretty quickly as the raffle tickets climb. But always welcoming contributions to those bucket gifts. It's a nice promotion. We always promote those organizations giving and certainly appreciate that way of getting involved as well.
How do people, if we want to, you know, create a bucket, what do we do?
Yeah, there's a couple ways. You can absolutely stop in the office here in Knoxville. The ladies and gentlemen working in the office are happy to help. Not only if you are interested in a bucket, but if you want to buy tickets, they can help you out right here in our office. Another way is to go on to Facebook. We have, if you go to the HCI Hospice Facebook page, you'll find our event on there. It'll give you all the details. You can buy tickets right there. It'll also have contact information to get in touch with the foundation staff. And then finally, we have an event coordinator, Sarah Lemke. She works very hard on these events, and I'm just going to give you her phone number that you can call. It's 515-318-8028. Sarah does work out of Des Moines, but is in Knoxville quite a bit. Happy to meet and talk with anybody who's interested in getting involved.
And then what's the date of the Bucket Bash?
Yep, Saturday, October 13th, 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay, so we've got a little bit of time left. and you want a big crowd, you want to fill the Sprinkler Hall of Fame.
Let's fill it up. Yes, absolutely. Please come out. We appreciate you buying tickets ahead of time, but you can absolutely buy them at the door. If your availability is in question, we welcome people to walk up that evening.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Azure Christensen, Foundation Executive Director of HCI Care Services and Visiting Nurse Services of Iowa, about the HCI Care Services Bucket Bash in Knoxville. The whole goal is to help people at the end of life to still have as full of a life as possible. That's a whole different thing than what it used to be. It seemed like we just sort of, I guess when I was a kid and people were going to die, they just died and the family would care for them. And sometimes it would be this incredible burden, but families were sort of all alone, and they're not anymore.
That's right. It's a time in life where everyone is different. Everyone deals with it differently. But a lot of us are very vulnerable. Some of us are in an unknown territory. And that's why we offer such unique services and diverse services. Our hospice program was one of the first in the country. We recently celebrated a 25th anniversary of one of our hospice houses that's in Des Moines. And the namesake, Sister Eve Cavanaugh, was actually brought to Des Moines over 25 years ago to start this initiative. And what she said, and I find very profound and true today, is that none of us know how to do hospice, but the patients guide us. And that is, a knowledge that people have about themselves that no one else can know, the differences that we all have at end of life. But she was one of a handful of people that brought this movement to a time when hospice didn't exist 30 years ago.
Well, it was this odd European thing that happened, and we Americans had a hard time getting used to it,
yes,
right?
Yes. We don't like to talk about death, do we?
No, we don't. La, 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 it doesn't happen, right?
If I don't talk about it, it won't happen to me. Yeah. So we do offer, it's a unique industry, and one that I sometimes find people don't want to talk about. But what I also find is those who've been impacted by hospice completely change their tune, because it can be a lifesaver for so many people. To navigate the unknown of loved ones dying. And that's, one of the very nice things about our services. And another reason that these funds help support what we're doing is that we don't just serve the patient, we serve the entire family. We pride ourselves on surrounding a family. So we have bereavement support. We have faith-based support want to meet the family where they're at and provide the care they need at the time that they need it, not the care that we think they need when they need it.
Well, yeah, and I've got a personal story here. Well, I've got several personal stories, I guess, with HCI, and I just need to, tell our listeners that. But one of the times I got a phone call, my aunt was in the hospital, and she broke her hip, and, we visited her and all of that, and then I get a phone call from my cousin. And he said that somebody from hospice came by. It was a different hospice, and that they said she needed to go to hospice. And I said, okay. And he said, we didn't understand a word they said. We didn't understand a single word. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I have friends at HCI, and let me give them a call, and they'll stop by. And so I stopped by, and they could go up that very afternoon. I called my cousin. I said, they'll be up this afternoon. And then if you don't understand them, you call me and I'll be up right away.
Nice.
And he called me back after the HCI team visited. He said, no, we understood everything. It's a real difference,
yes.
The kind of care that you can give. And this was a for-profit hospice.
Yes. And that's an important message, is choice. You know, sometimes you aren't made aware of the choices that you have and the differences that exist out there. And so we always encourage people to look at their options and don't just go with the first one, because there are, like anything else, differences in the service that you're receiving.
Yeah, they were just given like there wasn't any option. Here they are. Here's the hospice team. Mm-hmm. And because he called and said, I don't understand them, you know, immediately, you know, I had to leap in.
To step in and, yeah.
Right. And I'm very grateful I did. And yes. She got the kind of care that she deserved.
We need more and more of that because we hear those stories again and again. You know, maybe someone is served by a different hospice and then in a different circumstance gets to, come to HCI and, wow, there is a huge difference here. There is a difference in the care. There is a difference in, so many aspects of what we're doing. And it's a hard thing for me to sit here and tell you that. You've experienced it, so you know. But we depend on the stories of our families and our patients to confirm that it's a different feel. It's a family. It's being surrounded.
And we can all be a part of that family.
Yes.
By, you know, participating in the bucket bash, having fun, meeting people, seeing old friends and making new ones.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Knoxville has stepped up for many, many years, and we hope that will continue.
Well, I understand there's going to be a big announcement.
Yes. So while the bucket bash will be very similar to past years, this is an exciting year for us. We will be making an announcement in October and at this event of a new name for our organization. Some may be aware, but we are an organization made up of over 30 programs that really run across the state, and they run from birth to death and beyond in the programs and the people that we serve. And that has happened because so many nonprofits struggle on their own. And so we have come together to make sure that we're sustainable, we're lasting, and we can do those things that I talked about of serving more people in better ways. And so by unifying ourselves with one name and a new name that really shows, it really shows you what we're here for. I look forward to everyone hearing it at the Bucket Bash for the first time here in Knoxville and celebrating the fact that we are one organization with a lot of ways that we're serving people.
Thanks to Azure Christensen for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.